on my fucking door with some bullshit for 5 minutes. At 5:01, I'm getting in that ass.
It's 5:01 with Jordan Kurtz.
Last Saturday night, just feet away from the banks of the South Platte River, Colorado Combat Club 13 went down in the Rhino District of Denver. Our matchmaker Rick Garcia knocked it out of the park once again, ladies and gentlemen. He put together a great night of fights with a lot of the fighters that we've grown accustomed to seeing here on the local scene, as well as a slate of amateur debutants who were hungry to go out there and put their skills on display for everyone to see. Now, first and foremost, I want to give an acknowledgement to all the vets that we had from our previous Colorado Combat Club cards, because they all made it a point to try to come out there and announce their presence with authority and put a stamp on their performances. First things first, though, ladies and gentlemen, we need to hand out some accolades for our performance of the night winners from last Saturday night. The submission of the night for Colorado Combat Club 13 goes to Miguel Barrientos of Colorado Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Now, he scored the first round guillotine over Zeke Alires from the Top Notch Sports Academy up there in Greeley, Colorado. It was already shaken up to be an exciting fight on the feet where they were mixing it up back and forth. Alires shot in for a takedown. He's a collegiate wrestler, has a tremendous amount of experience in that department, but a mistake that I'm sure he will learn from and grow from. He left his head down and his neck available for the choke. The jiu-jitsu background in Barrientos snatched that up right away and was able to lock it in and hold on for that first round submission. Barrientos is a kid who just improves by leaps and bounds every single time that we see him step back into the cage for us. We first saw him last December at Colorado Combat Club 10. We just saw him a couple of months ago at Colorado Combat Club 12 in June. He has that jiu-jitsu background like we mentioned, but this kid loves to stand in the pocket and bang. He is such a scrappy kid with that dog mentality. In our pre-fight interview, he talked about the reason why he fights is because he wants to learn more about himself and who he is. Well, Miguel, my man, you are a dog. You were a true warrior out there, and I can only wait, you know, I can't wait to see what is going to come for you in the future. And the way that you have that spirit, I can only foresee great things to come for you going forward in the future. Hopefully we can get you that title shot in the 155-pound division coming up. The knockout of the night goes to Samo Henrique of Elevation Fight Team over Joshua Bunkley. Now, although on paper, guys, this looked like an even matchup of two debutants, 0-0 going up against 0-0, but the reality of the situation is that Henrique is an accomplished and decorated Taekwondo fighter, and that background and experience certainly showed through in this fight. Now, as soon as the action started and Henrique started to move, you could tell that he had some presence about him, and his footwork and ability to go side to side while creating his angles was something that I knew right then and there. Okay, well, outside of MMA, this kid does have a combat sports background. I only then further learned into what his history is from his cornerman, Elias Rodriguez, another one of our Colorado Combat Club vets, by him telling us that the kid is a Taekwondo champion and that he absolutely hates having to hold pads for him because the kid kicks so hard. What did the fight get finished by? Liver kick finished by ground and pound. Phenomenal performance for your MMA debut. You really can't ask for anything else. And then we've got the fight of the night going to Day McIntosh against Connor Leonard. This was a back and forth affair, a war of attrition, if you will. Day McIntosh found himself in a couple of adverse positions, including a very tight and deep armbar that happened right in front of our broadcast table. But ultimately, he was able to prevail and pull himself through for the victory. I'm sure that there's a lot of learning lessons that each guy will take away from this fight, and the two of them have a bright future. So congratulations to each of you, Connor Leonard and Day McIntosh, for bringing home that fight of the night victory honors. And to give out an honorable mention, Juan Rosales, he had a tremendous topside guillotine, and DeAndre Neros against Shaquan Hall, back and forth affair. That was one that pushed tight on the action all the way to the final bell. We do want to say thank you to all of the fans who supported the show, whether it was live or on the pay-per-view stream. Thank you to my broadcast team, the UFC middleweights, Cody Brundage and Josh Framd. And we also want to say thank you to our Colorado Combat Club team of Aaron Varau, Eric Mitchell, and Rick Garcia, as well as the Costa Films crew.
Thank you so much for watching. Please hit that like, share, and subscribe button. That helps us continue to produce this original MMA content and bring it for you every single week. Tune in to the MMA Plug presented by DenverSportsBetting.com on 98.1 FM, Mile High Sports Radio, on Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m.
or live stream at DenverSportsBetting.com/radio.